Parshas Emor, Emor el Hakoyanim b'nei Aaron, ve'omarta aleihem. It's a double lashon. Emor ve'omarta. Chazal say lehazir gedolim al haketanim. What's the pshat? That's the double lashon, that the gedolim should tell the ketanim. There's another pshat, v'derev drash on these words lehazir gedolim al haketanim. We know that in the times of the shiny days of the Yom Neiroyim of Tishrei, we have to let that shine on the rest of the year. Sometimes during the rest of the year, on a rainy day in Shvat, this geinish as I say klap tzichnish lahazir gedolim alaktanim, to allow the big days to shine and give oirois for the small days. But there's another pshat. What does it mean? Emor ve'amarta. Some sefer says, you know, before you tell a kohen, we're dealing here with a kohen or bechal for a ben Torah, for a yid, and you want to tell him the instructions, the do's, the don'ts, the things that he has to do. First, he needs awareness. You're a kohen. Otherwise, if a guy's not a kohen, you don't have to talk to him about these things about tumah. If he's not a yid bichlal, you don't have to talk to him about the tarag mitzvahs. If he's not a ben Torah, you don't have to tell him what it's demanded of. So, emar, first say, you are a kohen. And then, v'amarta, then you can discuss the details of what that entails. A person has to first be aware that he's a kohen. There's a famous story about a fellow. He comes to a rabbi, he really wants to be a kohen. And the rabbi says, I can't help you. He says, I'm willing to pay. He says, no. He says, I'm willing to pay $10,000. He says, oh, why didn't you say so? So he made him a kohen. He says, why did you want to be a kohen? He says, my father was a kohen. Grandfather was a kohen. I wanted to be a kohen also. He was a kohen. A person has to know, da es ma'aloisecha, emor, say to them, you are a kohen. Some sefer writes, Aaron HaKoyen is Bezunder, someone that's Roid of Shalom and tries to be Mekarev. But even someone like that, the next pasuk as the parasha continues, Lenefesh lo yitame ba'amav. Don't cause that maybe you should be mushpa from the person you're trying to be Mekarev. Adarabba. You have to be careful, yes, to connect to those people, but then make sure at the end not to get mushpa from them, that the hashpa should be a one-way street. In a similar vein, the Chafetz Chaim says about at the end of the parasha, the parasha talks about the Dalad Mina Beis Hashem. We'll talk about it a little bit when we get there. The Lulav, the Hadas, the Arava are connected to various Yidden of Tam Bali Reach, Reach Bali Tam, Bali Tam, Bali Reach. The Esrig is the Im Tam Im Reach. Yes, the Esrig also connects with the other three, but only the Shasta Mitzvah. After it, they say separate. The Lulav, Hadas, and Arava maybe are together. But the Esrig stands alone. The Esrig stands alone. We know in this world, Bechlal, there's a concept called Oilam, Nefesh, and Zman. Meaning there's the world, and in the world, in the Oilam, there are levels. Then there is Nefesh, people, but there are different kinds of people. And then there's Zman, there's different kinds of Zman. And I'll explain that you see in the Parsha is talking about Kedushas Nefesh, we're talking about the Kohen. There's Doimim Tzchai Tzemech Medaber, and then there's even Adam, and then Yehudi, and then Kohen. Kedushas Nefesh. And then the Kedushas Mokoyim is Beis HaMikdash, when HaMikdash Lo Yeitzei. At the end of the parasha also you have, it says, Hoitzei Asamakalo Michutz L'machene. There's Kedushas Mokoyim. And then there's, of course, Kedushas Zman, which is Avad Barichas in this parasha, Shabbos and the Mayadim. So this parasha is talking about those darkness of Kedusha on all fronts. Now, there's the first sugya talks about the union of Tumas Koyin, and that a Koyin is Muzer, not to be Metama, unless to the Shiva Kroivim. We know that a Eishes Koyin, even when she's pregnant with an Uber, who might be a Zohar, has to be Muzer, right? Even an Uber, an Eishes Koyin Muberes, well, maybe she's not sure if it's a Zohar or an Akeva. There's ways to check. But it's a din that he's Muslim on the kahuna. You know, I had a shayla. A kohen is allowed to be matamat to shiva kroivim. When an eishes kohen is pregnant, she's allowed to be matamat to whose shiva kroivim? Her shiva kroivim or the uber's shiva kroivim? She doesn't have an issa to be matamat. She can't be matamat because of the uber. So she can go to her brother's levaya. It's the uber's uncle. It's not one of the shiva kroivim for the uber. Uber yerachim. I'm not exactly sure how it works. Now, Minaga Oilam, and that's what the Oilam is knowing, that Kehanim are Muzer and are careful, even Bizman is there, not to be Matama. Hagam, we're all Tomei Meis. We don't have Parah Aduma. and we're all tummy maced. But to be moisif tuma al tumasa, even when you're tummy, to again contact tuma is a problem. Although it's not so pachy, it's a machlokes rishonim. She just arrived in on the Rambam in Hasagas and Hilchas Nazirus, and again on Hilchas Avelus. The Ravid's shita is that if a kohen is already tummy, there's no issur for him to be yachzav tummy. We don't paskin like that. The Mishnah Melech and Hilchas Avelus says that this Ravid is a das yochid v'chol chachmi Yisrael cholkim olav. Although there are other Mishnah that also bring down Rashi and Nozer brings down such a side other Mishnah. Some want to say no, but they mean that chotz issur the rabbanon. The Ravid was mashal that it's v'chalal not usur. We don't pass like that halacha lemaisa, but a lot of times there are toskim when they're humming a complex shaila of when you will allow someone to maybe become tummy. They factor this in Pesach. It's called tziruf. They'll say, "Oh, and also you can be mitzaref that the shita's arrived in bechlal. It's not a problem. The arrived is chazlitz tarufi. This is negeya. If a kohen decides he wants to become a doctor, it's, you know, he should be mavar if it's a smart idea like that, or bechlal to go into a hospital where there's a lot of times maybe someone was nifter, and you have to know the rules about that. Now another inyan by a kohen is that there's no v'kidashtoi. The kiddashtoi is to give the kohen to bench first and to mechaber him. He's oyla l'toyra rishoyin. The kiddashtoi. There's an interesting letter that I saw written from the Aderes, which was written to Rav Chaim Berlin. This letter is actually printed in the Sefer Zikaron for Rav Hutner. The Sefer Zikaron Pachanitza has brought down this letter from the Aderes to Rav Chaim Berlin. He asked him a shalom. The Gemara says in Brachis, it brings a story that the Reb Zeira was Mevarach. There was a shaila about who should do the Zeman, and Reb Zeira did the Zeman. And it said because he was the Balabais, there's a shaila that the Balabais Mevarach, the Oireach Mevarach. The Pell is Reb Zeira was a Kohen. L'chair, it should have said that Reb Zeira should be Mevarach Rishon als Kohen. Why does the Gemara have to say that he's Mevarach Rishon als Balabais? And the Aderes wanted to suggest in this letter, because since the Gemara says in Megillah, Daf Zayin, come Rabba, the Shochat l'Rab Zeira, so he killed him. Afterwards, there was Tchias HaMeisim. They wanted to say Chiddush after the Tchias HaMeisim. He's not a Kohen. Anayim Etzias. Ponim Chadosh is Bo'olakan. He's not a Kohen. And Reb Chaim Berlin writes to him, he says, Avadanat. One of the Makoyers, the Gemara brings in Sanhedrin in Perak Chelik on Daf Tzadi. The Gemara says, Minayim l'Tchias HaMeisim in Atayr. The Gemara brings many Pshatim. One of them is, Unisatim Yimenu Tshruma L'Aroin. It says, you're going to give Tshruma to Aroin. Aroin was already Nifter at that time. So Kipshuti means Bonav Achra, but the Gemara says no, because Aaron by Tchias HaMeisim will be a recipient of Truma. So you see, La'asid Lavoi, he still has a Din Kahuna. Maybe there's a chiluk between a one-off Protheistic Tchias HaMeisim personally for Reb Zeira and the Kaloliistic Asid Lavoi Tchias HaMeisim thing. Or there are other chilukim also to make, but that's an interesting shaila. Now, that was the Gabi Kahuna. The Pasuk is Mamshech, the Parsha of Mumim, is very interesting. There's an interesting Pasuk over here, the Lashon, the terminology of the Pasuk. It says, Daber al Aaron Lamer, Ish Mizaracha Lutai Roysom, Asher Yia by Mum, a Kayan, who's a Mum, has a Mum, La Yikrav, Lahakrav Lechem Alikav. He shouldn't be Makrav, not to bring Karbonis, and not to eat Kachim. Why? Continues the Pasuk. I'm in suspense. He called Ish Asher by Mum, La Yikrav, because if you have a Mum, you shouldn't. Which, like in Hebrew, we say, Lama Kacha. The Pasuk's not saying what it is. Interesting. But the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Chaf Aleph, in the beginning of Perek Bama Medlikin, gives a list of which shmonim and psilois that you're supposed to, yes, and not use for Shabbos and then for Chanukah. The Gemara at one point says, a certain list of shmonim not to use, it says, Ein Madlikin, my time, Mepneshe Ein Madlikin. That's what it says. Ein Madlikin, my time, Mepneshe Ein Madlikin. There's a girsa there, it's Ein Madlikin, Mepneshe Ein Nidlokin. It's explaining that they're not flammable souls. But the girsa Lefneinu was Ein Madlikin, my time, and Lefisha Ein Madlikin. Rabbi Kveger in Gilyan Hashas says, Ke'ein Zeh, and he quotes four other Gemaras where the Gemara says, like, Ein Toilin, Lefisha Ein Toilin, Ein Koisman, my time, Nesha Ein Koisman, a few other Gemaras. And then Rabbi Kveger in Gilyan Hashas says, Vechein the Pasuk, and he quotes the Pasuk in this week's Parsha. Lama Kach, and I guess it's a big insight sometimes when an older person, or a Rav, or a parent, or someone that you're supposed to listen to says, why should you do it? You don't have to say why. Lama Kach. The Pasuk says, by Tumas Koyhanim, is a very davar chomer. When the Koyan goes into the Beis HaMikdash, he is Chayiv Koris, V'nichrasa Nefesh Ahi, if Knisa LaMikdash. If you do it B'Shoigig, this is one of the times when you bring a carbon Oyla V'Yoyrid. It's a kind of a carbon Chathas, but it's a special kind of a carbon Chathas. It's called a carbon Oyla V'Yoyrid. The psukim in the end of Parashas Vayikra explain that it depends on your financial bracket, if you're an usher, if you're an ani, or if you're dalei dalos, if you're very poor, then you bring a mincha. And the Velt says, if you're so poor that you can't afford even a mincha, if you're that poor, asmir kenish tarminish zindikin, you know, just don't do the aveira. But it says there's a very chomer, this, you know, going into the Beis HaMikdash, all the Se'irei Regolim and Rosh Chodesh that were makar, the Gemara in Shavuos' Masber, is coming to be mechaper for this inyan of Tumas Mikdash. I saw an interesting shaila. How would you have a case when two yidden meet each other and they say, Shalom Aleichem, and they shake hands with each other, and then they sit around like for 2-3 more minutes schmoozing, and they're chayv karas now because they weren't chayv karas. They both went over to each other and said, Shalom Aleichem. They schmoozed for 2-3 minutes, and now they're both chayv karas. The case is that there's a sugya called Shnei Shvilin, when there's two pathways, which one has tum and one not, and two different people go on the two different pathways, the famous Gemara, each one has a chazaka that he could assume, even though it's a tarak of the sasri, because there was tum in one of the shvilin, but if each one went in a different shvil, each one separately has a cheskas tahara, ravada. Now, if one of them touches the other one and gives him shalom aleichem in the azara, they could go into the azara, because they both have chazaka. But if one of them touches the other one in the azara, and then waits another 2-3 minutes, because then you have shi'iyah. The Gemara is a vore that if you became tummy in the azara, you're not usher right away, you can walk out. But if you were shoyhe a certain amount of time, then you could be chayav karas, and that would be the case. Now, I saw an interesting story. Someone once went to the Bel Zerav, Rabbi Sochadoiv, Bels, one of the Friedeker Bel Zerabis in Europe, Rabbi Sochadoiv, and he told him that the shoygig, he ate karas on Pesach. And the Rabbi the Sachadov says, why did you come to me? He says, I'll tell you the truth. The reason I really went to my Rav, he was the Shoyal Meshev, Shoyal Natanzav, he was a big Rav in those times. That was almost 200 years ago. And the Shoyal Meshev says, I should come to the Rebbe to ask him for a kapara, what I should do. So the Rebbe said, you should go into Golis. He said, why should you go into Golis? The Rebbe said, because it says by Parshas Boy, when you eat chametz, if you eat chametz, on Pesach, the pasuk says, v'nichrasah, there's a gershayim. V'nichrasah, right, I didn't do that too well, I'm going to do it better for me, much, but there's a gershayim, which is like garish, go to Golis. And the Rebbe said, that's where you should go to Golis. So this Yid went back to the Shalomesh, he says, the Rebbe said, the Bel Zeruf said, I should go to Golis, because v'nichrasah, like chametz, it says karis. So the Shalomesh, more, you know, Litvish, not exactly, he said, I don't get it. You know, in Parshas Emor also, it's right after Pesach, it's usually it's Parshas Emor, this happened after Pesach. He says, in this week's Parsha also, by Tumas Mikdash Kedoshev, it also says, V'nechrasa, it also says it with a Gershayim, V'nechrasa, Anefeshe, what kind of mice, it says Gershayim here also. So the guy went back to the Rebbe, he didn't look at Rashi, You look at Rashi here, by V'nechrasa, by here, and by Tumas Mikdash, on the Pasuk V'nechrasa, Rashi says, Yochel Mitzad L'sad, over here at Bavarans, you don't go to Golis. Rashi says, over here, maybe you should go from one place to the other. Oh, but by the Menachos of Chometz. Over there, Taka, you go, you're supposed to go to Golis. Now, after a person is Tomei, in order to eat Truma, you need Herif Shemesh, the first mission in Brachas. The mission says, Mishosha Kahanim Nechnos and Lechel B'Trumosim, because we learn it from the Pasuk Bo HaShemesh V'Toher V'Acher Yoichel Menakotchim, that it's a fascinating thing. This fellow was toivel in the afternoon. He was toivel in a mikvah. Arboim saw. He's tahar. Anything he touches now is tahar. He could eat maizvus already, but he still can't eat truma. When could he eat kachim? Only the next day, when makar v'karbon. When could he eat truma? When it becomes seisak v'charbon. What happened at seisak v'charbon? What happened? What significance happened at seisak v'charbon that all of a sudden, 5 minutes ago, he couldn't eat truma, now he could? The tahar of the mikvah he already had hours before. What exactly happens? The Sforum explained, Vice Dois, there's an Indian, a transition of one day to another day heralds in another level, another Madrega. And it's not Stam. That's why we have to be Makabal Olmal Cheshamayim and say Krishma. Why do we say Krishma by the night and by the day? It's because when a new day is heralded in, and when a new night is heralded in, it's another level. There's a cycle. Something's happening. That's not Stam. Why the Mishnah in Brochus, it's so gewaldic. What's the Zman of Krishna? I could have just said Seisach Yechavim. No. When? At the time that the Kahanim could eat Truma. Because something significant is happening over here. It's Tzeisach Yechovim, it's heralding in a new day. Someone once told me, Fakir, you say Kriya Shema, you said Kriya Shema, that's what got you to the next level, now you're ready for Truma. But it's the other way around, it's a Prabha. The Prabha that you ate, you know, the Mogen Avraham in Hilchas Orachayim, Simon Aleph, he brings from the Shaloha Kaddish. There's an Indian that a person, a pisoy, to be mechaber between day and night, and by night and day, alois, to be mechaber one day to the other day. That's the oimek of the Indian. That's why we say Krishma. That's why we now can eat the truma. It's interesting though, the Mishnah says, so that's when you're allowed to eat, when the Kehanim go to eat truma. And the Gemara brings another man, the Amar, when an Oni, when is this man of Krishma? When an Oni goes to eat his bread. So Tosfos asks, so when is the Ani going to say Kriya Shema? It says the Ani is going to eat his bread. When is he going to say Kriya Shema? So Tosfos says, well, while his wife is preparing the food. So the Marsha says, why didn't you ask that on the Mishnah already by Kayin? So there's a beautiful, there's a lot of Torah there, but there's a verse from the Panim Yafis from the Hafla. He says, no, it says if you start eating before this man, you're allowed to. The Ani has nothing else to eat. He's coming home. This is his one desire to perfect the Gemara. So what do you mean when he goes to eat, he has to say Kriya Shema? But the Kayin Fakir, he started eating the Suda with Chulin an hour before. And it was Kayin Zman's eating. In the middle of the meal now that it becomes Tzeisach Yechovim, in that same Suda, they can now serve him Truma foods because now it's Bishoshim Nichnas Lechem. We said, as Kedushas Hazman, we have Shabbos, and then the Moyadim. This is the Parshas HaMoyadim. It goes through all the different Moyadim. Eile Moyadei Hashem. We know it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Rosh Chodesh. She brings down, there's a Remez of Atbash. There's a whole way how to work out the calendar. And a lot of the different ways how the dates on the calendar come out. There's a remnant of Atvash that's brought down. It's a Sifrin Shulchan Aruch. Aleph, the first day of Pesach, will always be the same day of the week. That year, whatever came out, the first day of Pesach, will also always be that same day as Tisha B'Av. Bash, Beis, the second day of Pesach, will always also come out the same day as Shavuos. Gimel is Rosh Hashanah. The third day of Pesach will be the same as Rosh Hashanah. Dalet is Kuf is Kriyas HaTorah. In Chutz Lares, Simchas Torah will be. Hey, is Sadi, the fifth day of Pesach will always also be the same. The following Yom Kippur will be the same day of the week. And then Vav is Pei. Of course, Pei means Purim. The sixth day of Pesach is always the same day as Purim, but it's the prior Purim. It has to be the prior Purim. First of all, it is, because that's what it is. The prior Purim is on the same day as the sixth day of Pesach. But it wouldn't be possible to give you a remez for the following Purim, because Cheshvan and Kislev are 2 months that are a little bit flexible. Sometimes Shnehem Malayim, Shnehem Chaserim, Echad Mali, Echad Chaser. There are different ways how the calendar works. You can't have set in stone any date from after Cheshvan until Pesach. You can't say that for sure. Whenever Pesach came out, that will be set. There are three different ways how it could happen. All the other Simonim went through only through Tishrei. And of course, Zion, the seventh day of Pesach, is the same as Ayin, the same as Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, people think it's just, oh, it's Erev Pesach. No, Erev Pesach is a Chag. Starting from Chatzai Sayoim, it's called Chag HaPesach. After that, it's Chag HaMatzos. But Erev Pesach, Be'itzumai, Be'etzem, someone once came to me, he dinner with tefillin that morning, he wanted to put it on the afternoon. I said, no, after Chatzos. Those that don't eat tefillin on Yom Tov, after Chatzos, Erev Pesach also. It's already a Chag, so that's Zion Ayin. There's an interesting Ben Yehoyada in the end of Masechta Megillah. He explains that the Shalish Regalim and the Moyadim that we're going through over here is Be'etzem a kapara for the Chet HaEgel. And he explains, and he makes the cheshbon that the Chet HaEgel was for 6 hours. That's how he works out. For 6 hours was the Chet HaEgel until they caught on what's going on. And we want it to be Batal B'Shishim. So the Moyadim, the amount of hours in the Regalim, 7 days of Pesach, 7 days of Shavuos, and 7 days of Pesach, 7 days of Sukkot, and 1 day of Shavuos. Those are the Shalosh Regalim, and that's 15 days, 360 hours. So it's Batul B'Shishim. There's one man the Yom that you're supposed to have Batul B'Shishim Be'echos, but it's a machlekes. It's Batul B'Shishim or Batul B'Shishim Be'echos. What's going to be Batul B'Shishim Be'echos? You did Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. That's 15 days. What's going to be Batul B'Shishim Be'echos? Can't do Shmini Atzeres. That's going to add you another 4 seconds of 6 hours. Erev Pesach, 6 hours, is also a regal. That's the 61. On the other hand, there's a man the Yomar Chulin that something has to be Batul B'Meya. The way to do Batul B'Meya is if you add Chanukah, Purim, and Shemini Atzeres, then it's Batul B'Meya. Now the Chassam Sofer writes, Eile Moyadei Hashem, Asher Tikra Oisim Mikrei Kodesh, Eile Hei Moyadei, The Chassam Sofer says that every day is a Moed. Shabbos is also a Gevissa Darga, a Moed. But then also every day could have Kedushas Moed. Explains the Chassam Sofer. Because every day when you learn Torah, Torah is Gematria, 611. Not stam to learn Torah. You learn Torah Lishma. Shem Havaya, if it's spelled out with the Adnos, there's a way to spell out Shem Havaya with Adnos. It's 91. Why? Yudke Vavke is 26. But then Aleph Dalav Nun Yud is 65. Truth is, we're learning this after Sukkah. Sukkah is Gematria 91. It's not something it's Gematria 91. The Pnimiyistika letters of Sukkah is the Vav and the Chav, is 26. And the outer letters is Samachet, which is 65. Which together is the eight-letter name of Yud Kei Vavki with Aleph Dalav Nun Yud. And that's Gematria. The Shem Havaya B'Mivuya, like that. And it's also Gematria Malach. It's also Gematria Omein. It's Gematria Sukkah. It's Gematria Elon, which is no good. Sukkah Tachas Elon. What can you do? Elon is also Gematria 91. In the Lashon of the Gemara in Sukkah was Tsei Midiris Keva V'Shev Midiris Arai. And the Rosh Hashiva Shlita and the Sheklali explained by Archava today that the Ikar Mitzvah of Sukkah Fakir is the concept of that you're leaving your house, the prepping it. Tsei Midiris Keva. So Tsei is also 91, meaning that preparation of getting out of your house and going, that also has to be the Shem Shemayim. Tsei is 91. Now, says the Chassam, I digressed over here. The Chassam Sofer says that when you do something with Shem Shemayim, it's 91. Torah, which is 611, plus 91 is 702. Shabbos is 702. That's 27 times Havaya, because there are 27 letters in the Aleph Beis, including the Mansapach. So every day, if you learn Torah, Lishma, Torah, with another 91, that is a Bechina of Shabbos. That itself is the Bechina of Shabbos. Now, the Tor in Hilchis Rosh Chodesh brings down, in Siman Tov Yud Zayin, Rabbeinu Yaakov Bal HaTurim brings from his brother, Rabbeinu Yehuda, a concept that the Shalish Regolim are connected to Shleisha Avos, Pesach connected Avram, Shavu is connected Yitzchak, Sukkah is connected Yaakov, Yaakov Nasa Sukkosa, and then the Yud Beis Chodeshim, Rosh Chodesh, which are also some sort of Moyanim, it's brought down that you shouldn't do Malacha, certainly women, because they weren't Chaytin Chayte Egel, maybe even men, a little bit. It's a whole nidin there in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh. Oh, Kenegi, the 12 Shvatim. Which Chodesh is Kenegi, which Shevet? There's a big machloikis. There are many different shitas. A standard that most that a lot go with, that reason that many go with, is that you start from, first of all, you have to ask, you start from Nisan or from Tishrei, and do you do the Shvatim in the Seder of their birth or various other ways? There's so many different ways. A standard basic way that many go with is that you start from Nisan and you go with the Seder of the Degolim. Meaning you start with the first Degel is Reuven, Shimon, Yehuda. Degel Machan Yehuda is Reuven, Shimon, Yehuda. And then onwards with the Seder of the Degolim. And that's how you work out the Yud Beis Chodesh. So you have the Shloisha Regolim. And then you have the 12 Shvatim or Keneged. Now, it put here Shabbos also as a Moed. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Hei. Shol Turnus Rufus as Rabbi Kiva. How do I know today is Shabbos? Maybe different day Shabbos. How do we know today is Shabbos? So he told him, Kivrei shel Aviv Yechiach. You could look by the kever of your father. The kever of his father was a Russian. There was always smoke coming out of it. But on Shabbos, the smoke stopped because the Eish of Gehenim, the Gemara says, Rashi explains that even the Poshi Yisrael of Gehenim, there's no Srefas Gehenim on Shabbos. And that's how you can tell it's Shabbos, the Gemara right from Sambatia and otherwise. But one of them was from the Eish of Gehenim. There's a Shaila. Is Eish of Gehenim on Yom Tif? On Shabbos, there's no Eish of Gehenim. What about on Yom Tif? Machlekes Rishonim, Tosfos Beitza Daf Lamed Gimel says, also on Yom Tif, there's no Eish of Gehenim. What about on Chol Hamoed? What about on Isru Chag? What about on Chanukah and Purim? Does the Olam have ideas? I'm not going to go into it now, but there's a big arichus about when we say the Bechin of Eish Shel Gehenim is not Noeid. I saw an interesting remez. Shir HaShirim has 117 psukim. And there are many different yonim of what's the 717 psukim. And the Sforum bring down that Shlomo HaMelech wrote it after doing three Averis of Lo Yarba LeNoshim, Lo Yarba LeSusim, Lo Yarba LeKesef Izov, three Lavin, each Lav is 39 Malkas, 39 times 3 is 117. So Shir HaShirim, he wrote it as a kapara for the three Lavin. But I saw brought down also that since there's no Gehenim by Shabbos, and it's also brought down in the Sforum that when a person davens, and let's assume that each tefillah is an hour and a half, that's how the Chaim Kanefsky makes the cheshvan, and there are 18 tefillahs, not including Shabbos, because Shabbos anyways is no Gehenim, and there's no Gehenim by this man tefillah, it comes out exactly from 168-hour week, the amount of hours that there is, Eish of Gehenim is 117, that's the 117 psukim in Shir HaShirim, Keneged, connected that. Now we have all the different mayadim. We're limited in time. We'll talk a little bit about sukkah. We're learning sukkah. Chalif, and it says leman yedu doyreisechem ki basukkah seshafti. There's a balaturim that does sort of a little bit of a misquote of the Gemara. But as we know, the Gemara says three reasons why a sukkah lemalam yeshem is puzzle. The balaturim makes a merger over here. He says ad esrim ama odam yodeya she yoshev b'tzel sukkah. Now, Rabbi says, and Rabbi Zera said is that there's no tzel. He puts them together. The Adam is not Yoshev, B'tzel, Sukkah. Now, we know the Sukkah, the Gemara says, is connected to Anani HaKavod. Now, we're making a Zecher for the Anani Kavod, and even though Yitzias Mitzrayim was in Nisan, but we want to make the Zecher, and it should stand out, so we do it in Tishrei. There's also a Cheshbon of the Gra, that after the Chet Egel, until finally the Kapara, with the Snucha Shnias and all that, finally the Anani Kavod came back in all their glory on Sukkot. That's why we have the Indian of the Anani Kavod. But why don't we have a Zecher for the Be'er and for the Mon? This far we'll talk about it. Why are we so into making a Zecher for the Anani Kavod and not so much as for the Be'er and the Mon? Rabbis do bar on this. Another Indian is that it's brought down is that when you go into a Sukkah is like Kilo, you're in Eretz Yisrael. When you're inside the Sukkah, it's a Mechin of Eretz Yisrael. I once heard a Remez. We said already that Sukkah is Shem Hashem. Literally, Chavav is the UK Vavke and the Samache. So it's a Mechin of Ada of Shchinta, but it's also Kibi'ihu, a Mechin of you in Eretz Yisrael. A Sukkah is a Diras Arai. Arai is Rosh HaTevis. If you look at the Mishnah in Gittin, Daf Beis, the borders of Eretz Yisrael are Akko, Rechem, Ashkelon, and Yam. I wouldn't go to any of these places. It's probably dangerous now for various reasons. Each one of the four has different reasons why it's not a good thing either. Rufni, Sagashmi, or both to go to. But the borders are Akko, Rechem, Ashkel, and Yam, Rosh HaTevis, Arai. So the Sukkah is a Bechin of Eretz Yisrael, which is when a person goes into a Sukkah. Similar as when he goes into Eretz Yisrael. And certainly if you're in Eretz Yisrael, learning Masechta Sukkah, which is the Bechin of Eretz Yisrael, you're going with your entire Ramach Yevarim. And Sukkah actually is mamish, the Indian of Ramach. Sukkah is gematria, Ramach. Ramach is 248. Sukkah is gematria 248. Oh, not just with the letters. With the letters, it's 91. But if you spell out the letters, hallelujah, Samach, Mem, Chav, Vavav, you spell out the letters of Sukkah, of course, Sukkah is gematria 248. The dimensions of Sukkah, of course, we'll make the cheshbon quickly, are 248. A Sukkah has to be 10 tefachim high and 7 tefachim wide, minimum. So that first wall is 70, 10 by 7. 10 by 7 is 70. Then you have the second wall, it's also another 10 by 70. Shrags, you want to keep count? So 140. Then the third wall only has to be one tefach. 10 tefachim high, but only one tefach. That's another 10, that's 150. Then you have the schach. Hashem haschach, Roy Sukkah. The schach is 7 by 7. That's 49. That gets us to 199. Okay. And anything left? Decorations, what else left? The floor. A sukkah avada needs a floor. If a sukkah won't have a floor, it's going to be a problem. And the floor, of course, also was 7 by 7, so that gets you to the Ramach Evarim. The sukkah being the Bechina of Ramach. And the sukkah, as the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, is Matzel Mizerem, that's 247, and Matar, 249. No, this is without Koyel over here. This is boom. Sukkah is 248. It's brought down in Hilchis Tzitzis. I saw in Shulchan Aruch, one of the Mefarshim on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, the Ateres is a Canaan. He brings down a remez that a person always is supposed to stand when you make a bracha. And when you make the list Atef Bat Tzitzis, you're supposed to stand. And the reason is, he says, because it says by Oimer, By Oimer, it says Kama, the stalks of wheat are standing, and that's why by Sfira Sa'imer you're supposed to stand, Oimer. And then it's a Tzushtot to Tzitzis, so by Sfira Sa'imer we stand, and also by Tzitzis we stand. So that Mishabur brings that. And the Teres Kanan brings, there's a remez, there's a pasuk in Tehillim, Atzas Hashem lo'oilam tamoy. So he says, Atzas Hashem lo'oilam tamoy. Look at the Rosh HaTevis of Atzas lo'oilam. There's a Rosh HaTevis for the various mitzvahs that you're supposed to stand. Ayin is Oiz, which is Tefillin.
Okay.
Oiz. The tzadi is tzitzis, the tough is tkiya, and then lo'olam is levana, kiddush levana, which I guess is 96. Mitzvah says, I don't know. Oimer, Lulav, and Mila. And that's a remes for the standing. Now, there's an interesting shaila. Are you supposed to stand when you make the bracha leisha v'sukkah or sit? It's a big shaila. I mean, you're saying leisha v'sukkah, right? It's actually to stand. On the other hand, a lot of people that stand by Kiddush, they stand when they make leisha v'sukkah. So some sit down just for the leisha. They don't. They do. I don't know. Second night, you do the shechiyana before the leisha. You sit. I don't know. There's different ways, but the question, should you stand by leisha v'sukkah or sit? So, do you stand when you make the alachilas matzah? I mean, which? I mean, the mem we said was mila, it could be matzah. But someone told me, you know, there's no remes for sukkah here. Atzas Hashem lo'olam tamoid. In the Rosh Tevis of Atzas lo'olam, there's no remes for sukkah. Maybe it would be shtickle of a raya that you should stand. That you should sit. So I said, no, Atzas Hashem. Hashem is the sukkah. Yud kei vav kei sukkah. You don't need a Rosh Tevis. Atzas Hashem lo'olam tamoid. The Yud Kei Vav Kei is Sukkah. That's like Shmitz. So the Ravada. Okay, but Lalach Lamai said that when everyone should we're holding in the middle of Sfira Sa'imer. It's Mamish. It's this week's Parsha, and also Bechlal. We're holding in the middle of the Sfira. There's a mitzvah to count every single day and weeks, and the Gemara says in Nachas Mitzvah Lemim Yoimi Mitzvah Lemim Shvui. It's a machlokes if it's two different mitzvahs or one big mitzvah. But b'chol ofen, we make a bracha every single 49 times. We make a bracha, shechet shamen, mitzvahs, and tzivon. The Rishonim asked, why do we make a shechiyano on the mitzvah of Sfiras Ha'omer? There are many tzrutzim given, although I just want to be mayor. In the kasha, the Balamor asked the kasha, and many Rishonim, when they asked that you should make shechiyano, they want shechiyano the first night or all the nights? When do they want to make, people say you don't make shechiyanos by during Sfiras Ha'omer. It's a misquote. There's no such thing in Bein HaMetzorim. Not to make shechiyano. It doesn't. It's not brought down. It doesn't say it anyway. The oilam is noig. I know you're looking at me. The oilam is noig not to make shechiyano, but it's not brought down. People are mixing it up with Bein HaMetzorim. The Mishnah Berurah brings that if it's nizdamin, you could make a shecha, but it's certainly not brought down. I mean, not to make shechiyano in Bein HaMetzorim is already from much earlier. On the other hand, there are yimei avelus during Sfiras Ha'omer. We don't make chasnas and we don't take haircuts, and that's only by Sfiras Ha'omer. That's not by Bein HaMetzorim. There's such a din from the 3 weeks. It's from the Ramah. But the minig of not doing during Sfira is from the Ga'inim. It's way before. So it's interesting. There's got to be some things Sfira Sa'imer is more chamer. There's got to be some things Bein HaMetzorim is more chamer. It's not pasha to work out all the details, all the details of that. There's a shayla. There's got to be Sfira Sa'imer. Why don't we do Sveika the Yoima? Why don't we do Sveika the Yoima by Sfira Sa'imer? So there's a mahalach, because Sfiras Ha'omer is to count. It's not just an amira to say, it's to count. And counting has to be hechleiti. It has to be, borer. Otherwise, it's not counting. There's a shaila, are you yoytze Sfiras Ha'omer with ksiva kedibor? By writing it. Some want to say, even if in other inyanim ksiva kedibor would be good, but maybe that wouldn't be good for Sfira. There's actually a tshuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger, four tshuvas, a chilufei mechtavim from Rabbi Kiva Eger to his uncle Rabbi Benjamin Eger, four tshuvas, two from Rabbi Kiva Eger, two from Rabbi Benjamin Eger. It is brought down by Messiah that Rabbi Kiva Eger wrote these tshuvas during his Sheva Brachas, and it was his Sheva Brachas Torah. I don't know if he wrote the Sheva Brachas Torah or said it, but he goes through Barichas if ksiva kedibor, lagabi brachas, shvuas, kriyishma, I don't know, lagabi so many different things, and amongst them, Sfiras Ha'omer. So they want to say, no, Sfiras Ha'omer, you have to count. It maybe not won't be good with Ksiva Kedibor. It's brought down that even in many places, Shemeya Ka'oine. But could be by Sfiras Ha'omer, you can't rely on Shemeya Ka'oine. Because it's not counting. Another issue. In Bederech Klal, whenever there's an Inyan to say something, a Kriyashma Amira, things like that, if you say it in Lashon HaKodesh, you're Yotze, even if you don't understand. If you say it in other Lashonis, you're also Yaitza, but then only if you understand. By Sfiras Ha'omer, many places can bring, no, Sfiras Ha'omer, you must understand. Even if you say English and Kurdish, you must understand, because otherwise it's not counting. But what's considered counting? If you do it in sign language, if you do it in, like, or you hold up your fingers, where were you Yaitza? Or what if someone said, Mamash on the first night, says, tonight we're going to be starting to count the Omer. Right? Is that called counting? And whenever you ask a question like this, it's a double question. It's, can you still make a bracha if you did do this? And if you didn't count the chalal besides doing that, and it's already the next night, are you still in the count? What if you just rubbed off, you have like a chart? What do you call it? Scratch the thing? Are you Yaitza? And again, are you Yaitza meaning can you still count if you did it? If you're the Gava, you hung up the sign that says the next night's thing, you can still make a bracha? What if you said tonight is Netzach Shebahoy? Is that a number? That's not a number. But what if you said on the 12th, tonight is like the amount of Shvatim that there are? What if you said it's the square root of 81 on the ninth night? What if you said it's the square root of 83 on the ninth night? No, you can't say 9.03, that's like, because it's not Tmimus? It's not, okay, Kenza, I'm not sure. Someone once came to the Briskarov and asked him if he could be moitzi him with the bracha, because he said, I have a suffix, I might have missed one of the nights, and I want the Briskarov to be moitzi the bracha, because it's a machlekes rishonim haray. Some rishonim hold that if you miss one night, you can't continue counting. Some hold you could. But on the other hand, there are some rishonim that hold that even if you miss by night, you can still make it up by day. But it's a machlekes. So if a person is not sure, he should moitzi with someone else. So someone came to the Briskarov to be moitzi with the bracha. So the Briskarov says, Vosmir dafka, you know, ask anyone in the shul to be moitzi. He says, no, I have nervin. Maybe they also missed one night. The Briskarov, I know, didn't miss a night. So the Briskarov patted him avek. He says, you missed the boat. You don't understand. If you missed a night, you're not mechuyiv anymore. The tzad that you're mechuyiv is on the tzad that there's a bracha, even if you did miss. So then you could ask anyone, even if someone else missed. There's no mile of listening to the bracha from someone that didn't miss the chlal. On the tzad that you missed, you're out of the game. So you're out of the game. No, come back next week. The tzad that you do have to make a bracha is on the tzad that every night is separate. And even if you didn't make the bracha the night before, you could. Since you're not sure, you're listening to someone else. There's no maila in listening to someone that for sure didn't miss any of the prior nights. Someone once asked me a shayla, he's a shtickle at Eloy. He had a shayla like this. Someone, on the night when it was the 16th, didn't count. And it was right by Shkia time. You know, once it's four Ben Ashmashis even, the Diyavid, you can count then. And it was Tuesday night, okay? The night before Monday night, he hadn't counted. He hadn't counted Monday night. He was supposed to count 15. Yeah, 15? On Monday night. Hadn't counted. All day Tuesday, he could have made it up still. He hadn't counted. It's Ben Ashmashis already. And he says, oh yeah, brach. Oh yeah, brach, I haven't counted. The dinner is b'diavad. You can still count during Ben Ashmashis and still be in the game. So he did that. He counted Monday night's night, Ben Ashmashis. You know what he said? 16. He thought Monday night was 16. And he was counting, having in mind Monday night, just making the cut, saying 16. He then promptly did not count. He did not count later on that night and did not count the entire next night. Is he in? He still has. He counted 16, but he counted it for the wrong day. He thought he's counting the wrong day. I told him he should be benched. I'm still not sure. Like, I don't think if you say Netzach Shebahoy, you Yaitza. Meaning, if you only said Netzach Shebahoy and you didn't say a number, and then you didn't count at all, and it's ready the next night, you're out. But what if you said Kiminyan Shifte Yisrael? Kiminyan Avnei Achoshen? Kiminyan Malkis Shebebezdin? The age you need for a license in Kentucky? I don't know. You said, is that a number? You have to know what's considered a number and what's not considered a number. The Ramban writes that the inyan of counting the 49 is tamimois and you have to count it exactly mechuvin. Loi pachas v'loyoyser. Meaning if you stop counting at 46, you didn't get the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the shlemus of counting all of them. What does he mean, loi pachas v'loyoyser? What's loyoyser? Make sure you count every single night on time. And this, loi pachas v'loyoyser. Like Pachas is, if you stopped at 46, you're out of the game. What's La Yais? I heard from another God. He said, if you count on Shavuos night, tonight's 50, you just ruin the whole thing. Imagine a chassid excitedly counting down the days to his wedding. And when it comes the next day of the wedding, he's making you made it, right? You totally destroyed the whole thing. You have to realize that it's a tzipiyah. to Matan Torah. Now the shaila is, the chinuch says that we're counting down to Matan Torah. The Sukkim don't say that, that's the reason. But they ask, why do we count up from 1 to 49? Which is a guy that's waiting for a very, very exciting thing. He should be counting down. Only 49 days left, 48, he should count down. The answer to Teretz is, if you tell me, someone says, in 49 days, I'm going to give you $1 million. Don't do anything now, just say whatever. In 49 days, I'm going to give you $1 million. Then about you start counting down, 49, 48, 47. But if a guy says, Faker, I have a big plan, I want to give you $1 million. You're going to work hard, prepare, do hachana, and every day you're going to get 10,000, and it's going to get a build-up. So then Faker, it's 1, 2, 3. Every day, when we're counting the sphere of Seimer, we should make it count. Put toichen into it. Realize that we're headed towards a literal the Kabbalah Satorah, and it grows exponentially also, and the Ezra Hashem, we should be zeichet to go mechayel al chavurah.